Today's show is brought to you by Hot Tubs, the most luxurious way to make dirty people soup.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! I'm just joking around. Would you sell your sense of humor?
All right. So, okay, no, that's the radio.
Good morning.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I said morning.
This attitude of yours.
That's what happens on a Thursday.
I thought it might be nice to start the show with a special message.
You are very special.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. You can also get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device. How does that work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after you want to listen to Radio 434, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just you enable the skill one time, and then every time after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. We do a podcast. This is kind of what we're doing. We do the live show from 8 to 11, and then we repack the segments into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so, although yesterday I was racing to get out the door to MC the Day of Caring luncheon at Bank of the James Stadium. And so we did not, I emphasize with sound, we did not drop yesterday's podcast, but we will drop yesterday's podcast today and today's podcast today. And you can even get that on the Alexa device very simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can go to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find the link to the podcast. It's kind of a virtual time machine going all the way back to the dawn of podcasting, and you'll find our content. And, oh, by the way, you can also watch us. If you're listening and you didn't know this, you can watch us on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, it's Theatre Thursday. We have the folks from 246 The Main. Donna Lynn is going to be joining us and cast members, various cast members from Sweet Delilah Swim Club. That opens on June 6th, and you can learn all about it right here on this very fine broadcast. We're also, since it's Thursday, we're going to be checking in with Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And yes, and we always bring you your five random facts. We bring you your stupid criminals in the news, and we've got good news for you. And guaranteed ways to get more sleep. We're going to talk about sleep deprivation. We're going to talk about the most sleep deprived cities in America. And here, let's skip that. And that, yeah, our top list is the top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. All right. I've been having a difficult time actually falling asleep. And yesterday, last night, after everybody else decided to go to bed, on time, here's me, and my brain is just worrying. It's just not worrying. Well, I do worry about things, but it was whirring. It was and I'm thinking, wow, you know, and I'm still in, you know, full on work mode at this point. And it was, I don't know, it was close to midnight. It's kind of the way why I look like this. No, that's not the excuse. But so I'm like toggling back between, you know, I've got the event calendar up, and then I'm looking at the event calendar for the new music space, the music hall at the Academy Center of the Arts, and I'm looking at that and I'm going, you know, there are some definite holes here that need to be filled. I said there are some definite holes there that need to be filled.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So I'm looking at that, and then I remembered that our good friends from Catapult City, the band, they're touring with Koba, and I'm trying to make a match. Okay, I don't have it nailed down. As of yet, I said I don't have it nailed down as of yet. But we're looking for some dates that'll work for them, and possibly bring them to, you know, maybe a different venue. We have Prebier Trio, which is going to be on June 13th, and you may have seen them playing at Three Roads. Well, we've helped book them at Music Hall on Commerce Street, and that's all part of the Radio 434 concert series. So that is a new thing that we're in development, and we're picking some dates, and hopefully I'll have a big major announcement coming up very, very soon. But we're looking for a date for Koba and Catapult City. So that was something I was doing last night, and I realized it's like 1 a.m. and I go, all right, I need to stop. As much as I would like to keep going, there's only so much you can do before you just check out. So I did. I ended up sleeping better between. I think I slept better after Jerry the cat got me up, and I was a little frustrated because he was walking in our hair. He'll come upstairs, and usually he's on time. Usually it's like right around 3 o'clock in the morning, and I realize you folks without cats or you folks without Jerry the cat, because he's my boy, and I Jerry will not be denied. But every once in a while, he gets his internal kitty food cat clock messed up, and Jerry the cat decides, you know, that 1 o'clock in the morning is the time that he should be fed, and that is absolutely positively no. And then he does this thing where he will orbit the bed. He'll orbit the outside of the mattress, and he'll go all the way around. He'll go from my side. He'll go over to Tab's side. He'll walk up the edge of the bed, right past Tab, you know, snoring. She's like, and then he'll walk in our hair, and that's when she gets up and she's like, oh, gee, hey, what are you doing? Get this cat off me. And that's the only thing, and he knows it. He knows that that's the thing that's going to get me to actually go vertical, and pick him up. But he does it. So I made him wait. I made him wait until 3 o'clock. But that was not a good sleep from like 1 o'clock in the morning when I just went to bed till. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning when I would ordinarily actually, like a dumbass, get up and feed the cat. He has me trained. He has me trained, man. I don't know what to do, because we tried an automatic feeder and it didn't work. Yeah, she got it from Temu, and
hello.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. So we couldn't get it to program. And the instructions were all in Japanese. And hello. There's nothing you could do with it. So I just have it there as this food bowl. It's not even plugged in anymore. But we digress. Where were we? Oh yeah, Jerry. After three, I did actually feed him. After three, I fell asleep, and I probably got one of the better sleeps that I've had in a while. Between like three and the time that the alarm clock went off this morning, around six. So we're going to talk about sleep. We're going to talk about the most sleep deprived cities, and there is one very, very close to us. And they're sleep deprived probably for a reason. And as soon as I mention the name of this city, you'll understand why they're sleep deprived. I think it goes with the training and the jobs that they all do. Okay, that's a little teaser. You got it? You got it locked in? Okay. And then what else? Oh yeah, we did all this stuff. And then Foster's messaging me. Good morning. Just you and me today. Okay, that sounds great. All right, there you go. A little nod and notification that I got your message. So that is all on the way. That is the Thursday edition of the program. And if that isn't enough for you, okay, we have the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series tonight. It kicks off yet again. Greta Elise Music. We're gonna be presenting and featuring Greta Elise at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. And that's going to be for happy hour tonight from 5 until 7. So we would love it if you guys would come out and support live local music. It is absolutely positively free. We never charge anything for the musical experience. And you get to learn all about this great artist, Greta Elise. She's got some new music that she's going to be debuting ahead of the release of her new album. So get to know Greta. We've got our Q&A, plus we've got the prize wheel, and your chance to win Hillcats tickets, Jersey Mike subs, gift cards or gift certificates to the Academy Center of the Arts, plus the Three Roads tokens. You can win that between 5 and 7, and we might actually be out on the deck. Depending on weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right, that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show and then throughout the day. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH to the world.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Having trouble falling asleep? Prescription sleep aids like Lunesta and Ambien CR may help, but what if you could fall asleep faster without costly medication? What if a good night's sleep was as easy as turning on your TV? It is. Try the All-American, All-Natural Solution for Insomnia. Baseball. putting people to sleep since 1839. Nothing can make you fall asleep faster than nine grown men standing around in a park waiting for another man to hit a little white ball with a stick. Baseball will put you to sleep, guaranteed. It's one, two, three strikes, and you're out. With baseball, side effects include drowsiness, listlessness, apathy, drooling, snoring, and bedhead. Do not operate heavy machinery after or during baseball. Baseball may induce comas and cause total and complete boredom. Fall asleep faster. Watch baseball. America's pastime, designed for America's nap time.
Yeah. It's the Mike Show. No, I disagree. I do like baseball. I like hockey better, but I do like baseball. It does get boring a little bit, yeah, and sometimes it's long, especially, you know, when there's, like, you go into extra innings and more extra innings and more extra innings. But it's America's pastime, everybody. Stop it. Anyway, hi there. So... you aren't the only person who is sleep deprived, if you are. Apparently, everyone is, especially if you live in Norfolk, Virginia. A research team used data from the Centers for Disease Control to look into the sleep habits of people in 100 major cities. And then they put out a list of the most sleep deprived cities in America. Here are the top 10. And we mentioned Norfolk, Virginia as number one. And, okay, there's a lot of military in Norfolk, Virginia. That's the home of our naval base. The Naval Air Station is right down the road. There's every branch of the service is represented in and around Norfolk, Virginia. So it goes without saying that when you are in the military and you are living that life, you're probably going to be more sleep deprived than, you know, just your average, run-of-the-mill accountant. Nothing against accountants. Librarian? Radio talk show host? So anyway. All right. Number 10. Most sleep-deprived cities in America. Number 10, Memphis, Tennessee. Cleveland, Ohio. They're probably losing sleep over the Browns. Laredo, Texas. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Illinois. Indianapolis, Indiana. Sorry, where did I get Illinois? Indianapolis, Indiana. Cincinnati, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. Detroit, Michigan. New Orleans, Louisiana. But that's probably because there's so much partying going on. And Norfolk as number one. The least sleep-deprived cities are, we'll do it from the bottom up, number 10, San Francisco, California, Oakland, California, Lincoln, Nebraska, Denver, Colorado, St. Paul, Minnesota, Boise, Idaho, Madison, Wisconsin, San Jose, California, is number 3, Seattle, Washington, so no sleepless in Seattle. They're getting plenty of sleep. And Minneapolis, Minnesota. So lots of sleep being had in Minnesota. Not much going on. Well, anyway, nearly all of the 10 most sleep-deprived cities are in the eastern half of the United States. Ohio has multiple cities in the top 10. California and Minnesota have multiple cities on the least sleep-deprived list. So that brings us to our top list with Norfolk topping the list of America's most sleep-deprived cities. Don't be Norfolk, Virginia. We'll show you how with today's list. It's our top list today. Top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Okay? Here we go. Number one. block any source of bright light. You know, a lamp, a window, or if you're Ryan Seacrest, your teeth. Top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Exercise at least 20 minutes a day. Just threw that in there to see if you're paying attention. Now on to more realistic tips. Top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Get 7 hours of sleep. More if you're starting to get those Pete Davidson butthole eyes. I can't believe, is he on the T-Mobile commercials now? Or is that, no, it's Verizon. Oh, it is Verizon. He's doing those. I'm sorry, Verizon. Wake up at the same time every day. Okay, you can sleep in on Sunday. Trust me, the church won't keep you going from going to hell. It's just not. top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Set your thermostat to a comfortable temperature. As a bonus, you can brag that you had a 69 in the bedroom. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, not that kind. Top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Relax before bed with a good book. Or that trash that becomes a Nicole Kidman miniseries. Nicole Kidman. Say that three times fast. I dare you. Top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Avoid alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, and electronics before bed. So, become Amish. And top guaranteed ways to get more sleep. Only use your bed for sleeping or for sex.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Or in my case, sleeping. There you go. The Mike Show. Coming up, what do we got? We got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Norfolk, Virginia tops a list of the most sleep-deprived cities. But that should change once it gets a soccer team. A New Orleans jail maintenance worker has been arrested for helping 10 inmates escape. On the plus side, now he has a much shorter commute to his job. Cops believe a South Carolina lawyer running around in his underwear claiming to be Superman was on drugs. Really awesome drugs. And according to a new poll, dogs have richer social lives than people. And since they don't have jobs, they sniff less butt. This is not headline news.
It is the Mike Show, yeah. So we have that story, but I have this first for you. And by the way, we're taking a look at Tower Cam position number, what is this, five? This is Tower Cam position number five, looking up Commerce Street towards the Bank of the James Building, now panning down towards the bridge going up into Madison Heights, the pipe work down there as well, and the fountain. Beautiful, beautiful day on tap. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, here we go. So we're going to talk about a dating poll. This is the latest. It's actually a big YouGov poll on America's dating habits. It just came out. And it's got some interesting statistics, like how many of us have been in love or cheated on and had a one-night stand. Here, so we need sound effects for this.
It's a, nice beaver.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with
that. The statistics are for all age groups, so each one might be higher or lower depending on how old you are. But here's what the survey found. How many of these have you experienced? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. All right. Now, this is number 20. I don't know if we're going to read all of these, but this is number 20. How many have been in an open relationship?
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
9% say they were. Men were twice as likely to say that they'd be interested in an open relationship. 20% versus 9% of women. But 9% overall. Been in a love triangle. I said a love triangle. 19%. Dating more than one person at a time. 28% on that one. Been on a blind date. 31%. Friends with benefits. 38%. Gotten back together with an ex, also 38%. That's number 15 on the list. Had an on-again, off-again relationship, 42% said that. Experienced love at first sight, 43%. Been in a long-distance relationship, 47% is number 12. I guess we're going to, let's just do the rest of them. I mean, these are all interesting. Had a one-night stand, 52% of those surveyed said that they've done that. Been cheated on. 53% said they have, but only 33% admit they've cheated before. Been engaged. 62% at number 9. Lived with somebody. 62% also as number 8. Had a crush on someone, but they didn't like you back. 70% admit that. Been dumped. 74% admit that. Dumped somebody. 77%. At number 5, been in a true relationship before. 86% had sex. This is a dating survey. Had sex. 87% of those surveyed have had a relationship.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Ever been on a date? 88% of those surveyed have. Younger people were more likely to say they haven't yet. And the number one thing on the list, ever been in love? 88% said yes, at least once in their life. But that doesn't mean you've said the words. 82% have told someone they loved, told someone that they loved them in a romantic way. 83% have actually heard the words, "I love you." There you go. It's not difficult to say. It is not. It's just anyway.
What a delicious task that is. Yeah, yes.
Tell me about it. Do we want to do the dog thing? Let's do the dog thing. We mentioned this in not headline news. Would you say that your dog or you has a better social life? Doggy daycare placed a doggy daycare place polled 2,000 owners, and almost two-thirds said that their dog has a more active social life than they do. Here are some of the statistics from the poll. Do it from the bottom up. 91% do it doggy style. 91% agree it's important for dogs to have an active social life. That's number 4 on the list of stats. I don't know if they're in any particular order. Oh, yeah, no, not really. 91% surveyed agreed that it's important for your doggy to have an active social life. 69% said their dog has a best friend. 54% said their dog has a friend group. And 63% said their dog gets to hang out with its friends more than you do. Friends meaning other dogs they might see on walks or at the park or in doggy daycare. The top reasons include: it makes them happier, they're less lonely, they're more loving, and it makes them more confident. Right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And then you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. And we don't know where you go. We don't know what you do, except for you. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one. The original voice of Snow White was voiced by, how do you pronounce that?
Adriana Caselotti.
All right, Adriana Caselotti. Now, here's the scoop in the story. She was not credited for the role because Disney, at the time, had a rule where voice actors were not credited in animated movies to, quote-unquote, preserve the magic. Okay, tell Alan Tudyk that. Try and tell him that he can't get credit for any of the various voices, including Hey Hey in the Moana movies. Yes, he did the voice of the chicken. Anyway, she, Adriana, was only paid $970 for a Disney movie, okay, for Snow White. Now, that is about $22,000 in today's money. And she didn't have any notable roles afterwards. Why? Mostly because Disney was blocking her from doing anything, so audiences wouldn't recognize her voice. Yikes. Number two. Suge Knight played in two games in the NFL. For the Los Angeles Rams in 1987, he was a defensive end, wound up with zero stats, no tackles, no sacks, nothing. Number three, Saddam Hussein. I said Saddam Hussein. Yeah. He used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign re-election song in 2002. And I guess it was really effective because he won with 100% of the vote. Number four, France didn't stop executing people with the guillotine until September of 1977. Yeah. Okay, to put it another way, they were still cutting off people's heads by guillotine when the original Star Wars came out. And then number five, Russia, Russia and Pluto have almost the exact same surface area. Coincidence? I think not. 6.6 million square miles for Russia, 6.4 million for Pluto. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show, except no substitutes. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes after we get through some interviews on the podcast. If you're listening to the live show, you've already heard the interviews. If you didn't hear the interviews and you're just joining us on the live show, well, then you can check out the podcast, which will be dropping around noon or so today, along with yesterday's podcast, because we didn't get to that because of the Day of Caring. We had an excellent, excellent time. There were over 500 volunteers mobilized by the United Way of Central Virginia that descended on, what was it, about 33 different organizations, 69 different projects or so that these folks tackled. And it was all free to these nonprofits. They got things taken care of. They got odd jobs, like anything from weeding or painting a room or cleaning or filing or just, you know, stuff that these nonprofit organizations just don't either have the manpower or the resources to tackle. That's what Day of Caring was about. So I emceed that and had to skedaddle out of the studio pretty quickly yesterday, so didn't get a chance to drop the new podcast. But we'll drop yesterday's podcast today around noon. We will drop today's podcast around noon as well. And I wanted to make mention that tonight, from 5 until 7, out at Three Roads, you can join us again. The Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series returns, and tonight we will be graced by Greta Elise. Greta Elise Music joins us tonight from 5 until 7. Greta has new music that she's been working on for an upcoming album, and we're gonna hear a sneak preview of some of that new music. Plus, we'll learn about the artist. If you haven't met Greta, she's played at least one of our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concerts before. If you have not met her, she is absolutely positively delightful. So join us. It's a little bit of indie, Americana, even some Celtic that you'll hear in her voice and performance. So come on out. Three Roads, Lynchburg, tonight, 5 to 7 for happy hour. We'll be there. I hope you do, too. Plus, I hope you will. I hope you will be there as well. Plus, we've got our prize wheel. Your chance to win Lynchburg Hillcats tickets. We also have Jersey Mike subs. We have gift certificates to the Academy Center of the Arts and Three Roads tokens. So you can win the Three Roads $3 tokens as well just by playing. Prize or nothing. All right, that's all on the wheel. All on the way. All on the wheel. It is all on the wheel. Spin our prize wheel. All right. Coming up, we have audio vaults and we have interviews. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, that's where all the interviews will go, in between audio vault. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly.
Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. And that brings us Foster from your Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, by the way, for the podcast tip. off the air. I really appreciate that. That sounds right up my alley, and you know me well.
I mean, after 2.5 years talking every single week, I would hope so.
Really? I mean, tell me about it. Although you've never invited me to lunch.
Well, honestly, normally you're busy.
Likewise, I haven't invited you to lunch.
Invite me to lunch. Well, we can meet in the middle.
There you go. All right. Or I might be down in Bedford doing business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you're ever in Bedford, let me know.
Okay. But this is not why you're here. You're here to talk about the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce and things that you guys are doing. What's next? What's coming up?
So I've been talking about our awards for a minute now, and we announced all of our nominees this week, and it is a really amazing list. Like I've been telling you, we are doing individual awards. We've done individual awards in the past, but like not these specific categories. We're doing Employee of the Year and Boss of the Year. And while it's always like really rewarding to see who the small businesses and the large businesses and the nonprofits are that have been nominated for awards, the individuals, I feel like it just means so much for people to be really spotlighted on for contributing to the organizations in their community. And it is a long, long list of people. So I'm really excited to continue promoting them throughout the summer. We have 2 interns that actually started here yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We have a great internship program.
I'm telling you, interns are fantastic. I've only ever been lucky like one time, one intern season where we had 3 stellar interns.
Oh, wow.
That it just made the summer so easy.
Yes.
And we were actually able to train them to go out and do live remote broadcasts without me. So I actually got a night off every once in a while, and they were fantastic. But you have a good boatload of interns this time.
We do. We started out with high school interns. One of our local schools just reached out to us. I was one of her students back in the day, and I did internships. And she was like, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, we can talk about it. And the intern she referred was absolutely amazing, just a very like outstanding individual. And then we just kept accepting more and more. And then I think that everybody just talks to each other, because then we had some college students approach us. And so now we're doing college student internships. And with a staff of 2, like working with 400 businesses, and that's not including the thousands of employees that they represent.
Yeah.
Like, we have a really big mission, and there's a lot of things that we can always do. But with just 2 people, we don't always get around to doing them, because we have to make sure the chamber keeps running. We do all the things we do. So the interns have been amazing. We just had some more start this week, and they're going to be interviewing all of our award winners and putting together videos and doing different promotional things all throughout the summer leading up to our gala, which is where we'll reveal all the winners of the nominees and of the awards. And that's not till September 25th. So it's a long time. It's a very rigorous like selection process. And I'm just really excited to continue honoring and celebrating all of our award winners, because even if you don't win, you're still being recognized for excellence.
Yeah.
And even if you weren't nominated this year, like, you are still part of a community of outstanding business people. So it means a lot.
So nominations are closed, correct?
Yes, they are. Okay.
And you guys have your participants, the folks that have been nominated, and then over the course of the summer months, you're going to be how's the voting process, or how's the determination process happen?
So we're a little bit different than some of the award systems in the area. We actually people don't vote on the winners. There is a questionnaire that is sent to everybody. And it's different according to the award category that you have been nominated for. And each nominee is able to write a response. There's a couple, like maybe like 5 questions, and they can write as much or as little as they want. Sometimes people write like 6 paragraphs. Some people stick to 1. But it's about you telling your story and answering according to the criteria for the award. Because then once we receive all the questionnaires back, an independent committee will actually go through every single answer, and they will grade it according to a rubric based on the award criteria on who is best suited or whose response answers like suits Large Business of the Year the most, Rising Star Award.
Uh-oh. Foster has locked up. So there's lots of signs. Yeah, you had locked up.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It wasn't that long.
Okay, good.
But I was mentioning to the folks, so there's lots of science involved in the scoring, which I like because, for example, when we did the Noteworthy Music Challenge, where we brought in musicians who competed for a big prize, they were judged by a panel of their peers who had a very similar scoring criteria for lots and lots of things. So this is really, really cool.
It is cool. And we've been doing it for 86 years. Yep. So there are a plethora of winners. It's funny. A lot of organizations that have been around for a long time have trouble with keeping digital records. So I've been going through a lot of our paper records to kind of compile an archive of who all our previous winners are. And it's incredible. There are businesses that have been here for as long as the chamber has that were winners back in like the 50s and have been nominated again and again for different things as they continue their forward motion of being excellent in our area. So it is really cool. And it has a longstanding history and we're excited to keep on doing it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to seeing the interviews, and we would love to talk with some of the folks that have been nominated as well throughout the summer and throughout the fall, because we have until September 25th. That is where the Chamber's annual gala will be at Cedar Oaks Farm, and that's where the awards will be presented, and that's where everybody will learn who the winners in all those categories are.
Yeah, and the gala is our biggest event of the year. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and as you know, it's a lot of fun. People love to get dressed up and go get a drink, go walk around the silent auction, enjoy the spectacular views of Cedar Oaks Farm. Every time that we go there, whether it be in the spring, we get to see the sun rise. And in the fall for the gala, you get to see it set. And it's just like such a perfect encapsulation of Bedford at its finest. And there are so many different people that are involved with the chamber year round that get to come together. And it's a great night of camaraderie above all else.
No, it really is. It's a great venue too. And I don't know what they do or how they do it, but there's no bugs. Great big huge farm and great big huge expanse of land, and there's just no bugs. I don't know how they do it. Anyway, but we digress. So to learn more, visit the Bedford Area Chamber on their website, bedfordareachamber.com. Follow their social media. We will keep you posted and up to date as these interviews happen, and we'll share them as well on our social media. You got anything else coming up?
We have a business roundtable on June 24th. It's a professional development opportunity with Amanda Stanley from the Artisan Leader. And it's free. So if you're looking to continue your education or network or just hear about economic development updates from Bedford County and Town of Bedford, come on out. It's free. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on June 24th at the Bedford Area Welcome Center. And we'd love to see whether you're a member or not.
And who is the guest speaker?
Amanda Stanley. She's the owner of the Artisan Leader. Amanda is from Bedford, local to Bedford, lives at Bedford, but she does work all over the Commonwealth and beyond. She's worked as a coach for around three years now, but before that, she was the CEO of a very large, well-known regional nonprofit. So she has a lot of experience. She was a young CEO when she first started, so coaching, consulting really helped her with her journey. And she's a great speaker. If you've ever seen her facilitate anything, she's great at not only getting to the root of a question, but also customizing everything to suit you and who you are and what you do. So that's kind of my sell for RSVPing for this event early is I'm providing Amanda with a guest list so that she can see who will be there and tailor her programming accordingly. Even for a free event, she really tries to go the extra mile. So we're really excited to have her facilitating this experience.
No, very, very cool. Your programming is spot on. And folks, if you want to learn, if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow as a professional, you need to get in with a lot of these programs and a lot of these business roundtables, a lot of the networking opportunities. You will really learn something. So learn more at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You should register, but is there a charge for this?
No, it's completely free. We do it with our local offices of economic development, with our local government, because we want to be able to educate our local business community and bring hot topics to them and bring things like this to them. So we're really grateful to have them as partners that can help us foot the bill for breakfast and getting to do all these things. So yeah, it's a great event, great opportunity. You can't beat a professional development opportunity that's free with a stick. So you gotta be there.
Absolutely. Well, again, you can learn more by visiting BedfordAreaChamber.com. Just go there. And if you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, why? Why are you not? There are 400 some businesses that are part of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. You can join very, very easily, and it's very affordable. Go to BedfordAreaChamber.com, learn more. Hit up Foster, hit up Kayla. They'll be more than happy to give you more information, and you can sign up right on the website. Foster, thank you so much again for taking time on each and every Thursday, and I look forward to lunch.
Me too, Mike. Let me know when you're around, and also let me know next week what you think of the podcast.
I will. I'll check that out. You hipped me to Song Exploder. Is that a term? Hipped.
I knew exactly what you meant. We can coin it.
Yeah, now it's a term. You've hipped me to Song Exploder, and I'm going to borrow the concept. Thank you. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday. We have 246 The Main in the house, and a brand new performance. Pretty much everything that you do is original. No? This one's not original?
This one's not original.
Okay. All right. I'm a little unfamiliar with it. Take two. So you're bringing us something not original, but you put your own spin on it.
Yeah, usually.
Is that about right? What will you be bringing to us, and what is opening next?
Who wants to shop?
Who?
Team leader?
We are doing the Sweet Delilah Swim Club. And it is down at 246 The Main, opening June 6th, 7th, and 8th, 13th, and 14th.
Tell us about Sweet Delilah Swim Club. What is it about?
Sweet Delilah Swim Club is about five college teammates. They were teammates on the college swim team.
Okay.
They're five forming the swim club. They vacation in the Outer Banks every August, and this follows them through 33 years, and we get a peek into their lives and how they're handling everything that goes along with getting older.
It's a good summation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your characters, and let's talk about each one, and introduce yourselves, too, whenever you want to go left to right again, or right to left.
Go ahead.
Let's flip a coin.
Flip a coin. No, I don't mind going first.
All right.
I'm Teresa Shepherd.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mike. And I play Bernadette Sims in this show. And poor Bernadette, she just has this dark cloud that follows her around everywhere. The only enjoyment in life she gets is from her four college swim team members. I only get to see them one time a year, and they make that one time worth it.
Sounds awesome. And we're going to talk about your maybe some of the challenges that you faced with the characters, and then I've got probably one of the most important questions that you could ever ask an artist. So we've got that coming up. So stay tuned. And who are you and who do you play?
I am Laura Tyrannen, and I'm playing the swim team captain, Cherie Hollinger. And she likes to organize and map out all the activities for all the girls. But more importantly, she's all about good nutrition. And she likes to make healthy hors d'oeuvres for the girls. And she takes great pride in that. One example might be mung bean paste with goji berries and herring oil.
Mmm, I just had that last night.
Mmm.
No, I didn't.
Fabulous.
Not nearly as good as my biscuits.
Who are you and your character is?
I'm Laura Holt. I play Dinah Grayson. She is a hotshot attorney from the state of Georgia. So, very, very lucky in law, not so lucky in love.
Gotcha. And then your character.
I'm Suzanne Jennings, and I play Lexi Richards. And she is so far from who I am as a human being. By the time we get to the first scene, she's already been through three husbands.
Uh-huh.
So if that gives you any indication of who she is, she's fighting aging, tooth and nail, clawing her way back up to the youth. And she's oblivious to the fact that, you know, having 87 husbands is not the norm. She's a hoot.
All right, so let's talk about the characters. Let's talk about the challenges with each of these characters. And you kind of mentioned right off the bat, this is maybe kind of the polar opposite of what you are, really. Yeah. So was that one of the biggest challenges, was getting into that character or wrapping your head around it? How did you do that?
Well, it was a challenge, but it was exciting.
Okay.
Because I had been looking for something that was a deviation from what I normally get cast as. Last role I played was Marilla Cuthbert, and now I'm playing Lexi Richards, and they are polar opposites.
Okay.
Lexi is appears to be an airhead. She appears to only care about her. You know, everything is about her. And to lighten from what I normally play was a challenge, but I have loved every second of it.
Nice. And what about your role? Let's talk about some of the challenges with that.
Definitely not a challenge to be Dinah Grayson, because she shares a lot of characteristics with myself.
Okay.
But I think the biggest challenge is trying to develop a backstory about what would lead her to be so driven in her career. What happened in the past that's what her focus is, not in finding a traditional husband and family, but focusing solely on career and success.
All right. And how has it been from the time you were captain of the swim club and through the years? How did that shape your character's life?
Well, in similarity, I'm the oldest of six kids, all brothers, and I know how to be large and in charge as big sister and put in that role.
All right, so that was pretty easy for you.
However,
all right,
This is my first experience journey with 246 The Main. And I came in, and all the other women and the director have years of relationship. And I'm the new kid on the block. And I'm, you know, Laura from Lynchburg, come to shake things up a little bit. And it's been a joyful experience, actually. And I don't feel like the odd man out.
Okay.
And I feel like just in these few weeks of rehearsal that I've developed a relationship, mm-hmm. you know.
Nice.
And I really enjoy it.
And what about your role?
My role is Bernadette. Well, Bernadette's just a public school teacher who has lots of ups and lots of downs with her own children and her own husband. The hardest part for me so far, other than learning all the lines, I seem to be finding as I get older that's a little more difficult to do. But the whole aging process, I'm about midway of the 33 years that we span, so I have to become younger looking, and then I have to be really older looking and older acting.
Gotcha.
So that's been a little bit of a challenge.
Okay. Now, the question that I typically ask either actors or musicians is if you could pick any role in any play, that would be your dream role. What would that be? And kind of a reverse follow-up, what was one of your favorite roles so far that you've played? And I think let's start with you.
Oh, wonderful. quite frankly, I just played a dream role, which was Marilla Cuthbert.
Okay.
So I haven't latched on to a new role that I'm clamoring after at this point.
Okay.
Lexi is close because she's such a deviation and I wanted something different.
Yeah.
But something maybe along the lines of like Clara Dutton in 1923.
Okay.
One of those Helen Mirren kind of roles. Might be fun.
I can see that. Yeah.
For me, my favorite role, the role that if I had set a goal to play, a few years ago, I was Annie Sullivan in The Miracle Worker.
Okay.
And when it was announced that we were going to do that play, I desperately wanted to be Annie Sullivan, because I remember reading her story as a child and being very influenced by that. So, like Suzanne, I've kind of already hit the role that I would have aspired to,
nice.
To do. But that being said, the next role that I aspire to is one that stretches me as an actress. So while Dinah Grayson is very similar in some characteristics to myself, mm-hmm. she's not really stretching me as an actress. So what I aspire to is always to find a role that stretches me and furthers my development as an actress.
Very cool.
I've always wanted to be and aspire to be Madame Arcadi in Bly Spirit.
Right.
And I kind of like the wackadoo, supernatural, you know, seance, that kind of a role.
Okay.
And it's hard to choose my most favorite, because one was a wonderful experience with 40 other actors. We put on Titanic the Musical mm-hmm. on the one year anniversary of the ship sinking.
Oh, wow.
And we spent about 4 months together, and all the shows were sold out. And it was just a very emotional, we became a family. Our Tech Week Sunday was on Easter. We all brought a dish, and it was just really meaningful.
Now, can I interject and maybe get everybody's opinion? There was plenty of room on that door. Okay? Plenty of room on that door. All right. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Ooh, get off. Blah, 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 blah. There you go. Bye. Yeah. Come back. Come back.
Well, if he'd have tried to get up on the door, he'd have flipped it over.
No. No. I disagree wholeheartedly. There was plenty of room on the door. She could have just shimmied over a little bit. Just a little bit.
They could have kept each other warm.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Oh, and then that huge diamond that she had all this time in her entire life. And then when she goes to the great beyond, she gets with this guy that she hooked up with oh so many years ago. But what about the husband that was with her entire life? Anyway, I digress. We digress.
We
sorry.
Digress.
Yeah, we digress. My apologies.
Rabbit
this
hole.
Is this is your show. All right, and last but certainly not least, what is a role that you would aspire to, and what's one of your favorite roles to date?
Okay,
I'll never let you go.
Two that I would aspire is. Any villain.
Oh.
Any villain.
Oh, my.
I like being the villain.
Okay.
And something really, really serious and heart-wrenching. I want to be able to feel that and make the audience feel that, too.
Interesting.
And I guess as a third, any Pope Jones Wooten character, because they write some great characters.
Nice.
I've been lucky enough to, this is my third role in one of their shows, mm-hmm. and every character I've played has been so fun, and just gonna keep on looking for those and anything else that I can do.
Very, very cool.
Favorite ones that I've done, though, it's probably Ursula and...
Yeah, I could see that.
The Red Queen and Mama.
Okay.
Mama was an original.
Nice.
Mama got a reboot for our 10th anniversary, and Mama came out Mama 2.0.
Well, very, very nice. Well, it is coming up, and it is opening June 6th, Sweet Delilah Swim Club. It's at 246 The Main, and you can purchase your tickets at the numbers 246 The Main. Theatre, spelled fancy, .com. And we're going to link that up on this broadcast. So if you check out our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, the link will be right there so you can purchase your tickets. It opens up on June the 6th. But what are the other dates and run times of the show?
6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th of June at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Doors will open at 6. You can come in and get your seat and get comfortable. And we have a matinee on the 8th of June at 2 o'clock.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Again, we'll link up all the information right here. But wait, there's more.
There's one more of us who was not able to be here today.
Oh, well, tell us.
That's Christy Dudley.
Okay.
And she plays Jerry Neal. Mm-hmm. And she is... All of these characters are so different from one another, but yet they mesh so well together. It's like you've taken a melting pot and put all these delicious ingredients together, and you come out with this fantastic meal.
And that's awesome.
It's just so much fun. We always make family and friends.
Yeah. Well, folks, get your tickets, and it is 246, the number 246, the Main Theatre. .com. We'll link that up. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time. Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas.
Mike's Way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's Way. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is new at the box office for Memorial Day weekend, and the critics are raving about it.
Critics agree. Mission Impossible 8 is a hit. Frank Lewis of the Philadelphia Gazette raves.
Tom Cruise knocks it out of the park.
Sandra McLean of the Tennessee Journal says,
spectacular. 5 out of 5 stars.
Chris Jenkins of the Denver Press writes,
if you only see one movie this summer, this is it. Seriously, if I find out you saw any other movie, I'll show up at your office and beat you with a pipe, then carry your limp body to the nearest theater showing Mission Impossible 8, drop it in a seat, and prop open your eyelids. By now, the cops will probably be looking for me. So I'll steal your car and disappear into Mexico, where I'll make ends meet selling trinkets. Sure, it'll be a struggle, and I'll never see friends or family again, but it's worth it to make sure you saw Mission Impossible 8.
Don't miss it. Or if you do miss it, don't tell Chris Jenkins of the Denver Press. There's something off about that guy.
He's a raving lunatic. All right, let's go to the NFL. They had a big day yesterday. Voting on the tush push.
Hurts getting a little push.
The tush push.
Push, push. Tush.
A double cheek push here.
Push, push,
I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Push, push, tush.
And today's vote on the tush push seals the fate for this season.
The tush push.
The Eagles posting simply, push on, after the NFL owners failed to ban the so-called tush push.
Tush push.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to viral videos. This is from TikTok. There's a new prank on the TikTok called the current boyfriend prank. While making a video, women will casually refer to their significant others, boyfriends, fiancés, even husbands, as their current boyfriend, triggering instant reactions from their perplexed guys. Here are a few examples.
Today, I'm going to be asking my current boyfriend.
Current? What the f***? Her husband.
Okay, me and my current boyfriend, Michael. What?
Your current boyfriend?
You're my current boyfriend.
But why would you say that? I'm your boyfriend.
My current boyfriend and I have been...
My current boyfriend and I? As if there's a next. No, continue.
And you're my current boyfriend.
Yeah, it's a weird way to say it.
What would you call yourself?
Your boyfriend.
Huh. Here's a woman on TikTok. Here's a woman on TikTok explaining how you can use the water tank of your toilet as a huge flower vase.
Filled with beautiful flowers. You want to layer them different lengths. This gets fresh water every flush. My bathroom is going to smell so great. I grabbed a mixture of them because I wanted a fun color. And it's not going to affect the flushing mechanism. And your guests are going to go, what in the world? Your guests come in, they use the bathroom, it's pretty, and then they just flush it. Is it going to work? Of course it is. Is that the best?
Good news. If you're a billionaire in America, in addition to the tax break being considered by Congress right now, the 10 richest Americans got $365 billion richer in just the past year. That's $1 billion every single day for just 10 people.
You know what else is beautiful? My bank account. Boom! Rich guy.
I mean,
it's just two guys out. Sorry. Relax.
No, it's not.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
You're not.
$365 billion in the past year. $1 billion a day. I can't wrap my brain around it. There's a TikTok that's gone viral where a woman says she always introduces herself on the phone when calling places like a restaurant to make a reservation. Her friends say no one does that. Check out the TikTok that started the debate and then my thoughts.
When I am calling a restaurant or anywhere, I say, hi, my name's Bronte. I'm just wondering if you have a table for two tonight.
No, because no. You're going to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
And you'll see if they have like a camera in stock. You're saying, hi, my name is Bronte. Do you have a camera in stock?
Yeah. It's no. Just common
like,
courtesy.
It's nice. You're very polite, but I think no one else does it.
But this point, is this weird or is it common courtesy?
I do it. When I call any place, I mean, other than calling a friend, when I call any place, I introduce myself. I call and I say, hello, this is Lord McKendry. No, just kidding. Sometimes. I call and I say, hi, this is Mike McKendry. I am calling for this, or do you have a reservation tonight for whatever time? I introduce myself all the time. That way they have an idea, you know, of what my name might be. Joey Fatone of NSYNC is now a spokesperson for Red Lobster. And if you're wondering what the tie-in is here, here's the mini ad that he does with his niece. Okay. It's $19.99. Not that his name is... What is it? Okay, I don't know. Take two. Joey Fatone of NSYNC is now a spokesman for Red Lobster. If you're wondering what the tie-in is, here's the mini ad he does with his niece.
Three courses for just $19.99. That is a big deal.
Your Uncle Joey was a big deal in 1999.
Oh, boy. How about we just enjoy the shrimp?
The new three-quart shrimp sensation. Super salad, shrimp app, and shrimp entree for just $19.99. Only at Red Lobster.
Okay. The fat one? Wait. Anyway. Skip that. Skip that. Skip that. We're going to comedian? Yeah, I think we are. All right, here we go. Since Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial beginning of summer, here's comedian Greg Proops with some fashion tips for guys.
The weather's warm, and guys want to get frisky with the wardrobe. Guys will wear flip-flops in public, in front of people. They always have a rationale.
Well, I want to be comfortable.
What about us? I have to look at your feet and eat during the same lunar period? Gross. And barf. No one wants to look at men's feet. That's right, because they're giant submarine sandwiches full of regret and pain is what they are. They're hairy, horrible grinders. If you're considering wearing flip-flops, gentlemen, you have to ask yourselves two questions. One, am I four? Two, am I at the beach? If the answer is no, don't do it. Summertime comes, guys are like, I'm going to break out the white pants. Pow! Really? There's only two times when you should wear white pants. One, if you're in the Navy. And two, never would be the other time.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Yep. All right. Classic mom question. If your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? Well, this guy obviously said yes. 29-year-old man in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, had to be rescued the other day after he jumped off a bridge on a dare and got stranded on the side of a river. Somebody called it in, then a fireboat made contact, gave him a life jacket. The Coast Guard had to scramble and pick him up, and paramedics took him to the hospital. Police talked to him, thinking he might have been trying to, you know, off himself, but it turns out he wasn't. He told them he jumped off the bridge because somebody dared him to, and the fact that he'd also been doing meth may have been a factor.
I triple dog dare you!
They treated him for minor injuries. It's not clear what kind of charges he might be facing. And then, do we have another one, or are we going to good news? We did that one. Okay, good news. And we like to share good news during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Somebody in North Carolina found a class ring from 1938 sitting in a parking lot and got it back to the guy's family. The guy is no longer with us, and his son has also passed away last year, but the granddaughter wanted it. So here's Laura Stoy talking about getting her grandfather's ring back so many years later.
I really feel like it was serendipitous that my dad was reaching out. Like, he knew I'd been thinking about him, and he was popping in to say, I'm here.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Before we bolt, let me do this, click that, click there. All right, tonight, it is the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series returning to Three Roads, 5 to 7 for Happy Hour. The music of Greta Elise. You want to check her out. She's been on before, I believe one time. And she's very, very Americana, indie, a little bit of Celtic. Really, really great artist. And she has brand new music that is going on a brand new album that has yet to be released. But we're going to get a sneak preview of that music tonight at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. We will have our Q&A, so you'll learn quite a bit about Greta. And we also will have our prize wheel, so you have a chance of winning either Jersey Mike subs or Lynchburg Hillcats tickets. We also have the coveted $3 token from Three Roads that you can win, and Academy Center of the Arts gift cards. That is all there tonight, Happy Hour, from 5 to 7. It's the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
For the finally Friday edition of the program. We'll see you later tonight at Three Roads.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 Four.
Three.
Four.